Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, I am preaching. Why not you wait? When during question and answer any day, then you bring questions. When I'm preaching, allow me to finish my sermon. Because maybe before I finish, the answer will come out. Amen. So hold on your fire. I know you're ready to fire me now. I go area of marriage. I know you want to fire me now. Praise the Lord. It says, the scripture of Matthew 19 verse 9 and Matthew 5 verse 32. Please, I want to be clarified. Can a married person commit fornication? Praise the Lord. And another question. And our sisters, they send this question. Please, Daddy, explain to me further. What happens if it is the woman that found out that a man has married abroad and came back to Nigeria to marry another woman without telling her about the other woman? And if the woman decides to leave that man, will she also be going against the will of God, or should she remain in that marriage as first or second wife? Praise the Lord. Listen. Amen. I am not here talking about marriage and divorce. We will talk about it when we shall come to that time. And I know these questions, I have answered them several times before. Please, I am not looking at marriage. I am looking at the will of God. The perfect will and the permissive will. And so, when we come to break it down, then we shall also see that there is also marriage in deceit. So even ab initio, there was no marriage to begin with. So you will even be talking about divorce because there was no marriage at all. We will break it down. There are some marriages that are not marriage. Ab initio, from the beginning, from the start, it was no marriage. So when you separate, it will not be divorce. That's why I say we will break it down. I will tell you the meaning of marriage and what constitutes a marriage. Amen. I'm only trying to tell you God's perfect will and permissive will as far as marriage is concerned. So please, hold your fire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand how God deals with us. That's all my emphasis. Marriage is just one of them. I'm going to some other areas of our lives also. Marriage is just one area of our lives as Christians. When God says, because you need to reason this out. When God says he hates divorce, praise the Lord, then why did he permit it? It was under his permissive will. That's my emphasis. Hallelujah. And he said in the beginning it was not so. It was supposed to be one man and one wife. Therefore, as Christians, we cannot marry more than one wife. If you're a Christian. Now the question is, why did he not speak against polygamy in the time of Solomon? Why did he not speak against polygamy? Solomon married 1,000 of them. Hey. David married many of them. Many, many. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you open 2 Samuel, for instance, chapter 12, there's a statement there that should arouse some questions also for anybody that reads carefully. Now in 2 Samuel chapter 12, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See something here. Just for you to understand the statement. There's a statement the Lord made here. You remember that by 2 Samuel chapter 12, David killed Uriah so that he can collect Bathsheba, his wife, to add to the number of wives he already had. Amen. And God sent the prophet Nathan, verse 7. Let's read it so that you understand the parable fully. From verse 1, please. So that you understand the parable fully. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ill lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. He did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom and was with him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own head to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamp and dressed it for the man that was come to him. King David, now verse 5, King David. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. Verse 6. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel. Hear the statement that took my curiosity. I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee more wives if you needed. Such and such things. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, and I will take thy wives before thy eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor. And shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. Now my emphasis there. Did you notice that God is saying he's the one that gave David those wives? Amen. And yet, in the beginning, it was not so. So David married under God's permissive will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, married under God's permissive will. And so if you ask David, how did you get your wife? What will he tell you? God gave them to me. And they born children to him. And see something here that's very interesting. Do you know that even the woman that he married, hallelujah, by crook and by hook, by shedding blood, the woman he stole using his power. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Let's learn something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know she's the one that gave birth to Solomon? And all the children that David had from legitimate marriage, God did not choose any of them to take over from him, qualified to build the temple. Let's learn something about this God. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth. Thou hast for
place in my heart,
place in my heart, thou wonderful. The father. Okay, so that takes me now to why Canaan was cursed. Now, Ham, hallelujah. Okay, for the purpose of it now, praise the Lord. Can we go to the Bible, Genesis? First, we know the story now. The story, how that, which scripture is that? Genesis chapter 9. Hallelujah. Let's read the story first. Let's read the story. Verse 20. Genesis chapter 9. Verse 20. Thank God. I have escaped from marriage and divorce. I don't enter another one now. Are we there? And Noah began to be an husbandman and planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. I'm reading it very carefully. He was uncovered. Somebody say uncovered. Within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without, outside. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward. And they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, verse 26, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." And we know that, hallelujah, Canaan was the son of Ham. Now, listen. Before we come to that, let's understand the law. Let's read some scriptures quickly. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 8 is the law. Listen to that law. It is a law. "The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover." Why? What is it? It is thy father's nakedness. Now we are talking revelation here now. What is the sin of Ham? Ham uncovered the nakedness of his father. Let's read that verse 8 again. Leviticus 18. Verse 8 again. Leviticus 18. The nakedness of thy father's wife thou shalt not uncover. Why? It is thy father's nakedness. Go to Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 11. If you are writing it down. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 11. Another law. And a man that lieth with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. There is the law. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 20. It's a curse. He said, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife. Why is he cursed? Because he uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Hallelujah. Something happened in Genesis chapter 35 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 22. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben, the first son of his father, went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel had it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. And see what happened to Reuben in Genesis chapter 49, verse 3 and verse 4. Genesis 49, verse 3 and verse 4. He said, he's now blessing the children. Jacob is blessing the children. And when he came to Reuben, he said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Verse 4. See what he told him. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went up to my coat. So, hallelujah. Ham uncovered the nakedness of his father. What is the sin of Ham? He slept with his father's wife. Praise the Lord. He slept with his father's wife. And the woman took him. And the child that was a product of that action, the name is Canaan. And Noah decided that child will not prosper. He cursed that child. The question is, why didn't he curse Ham? Amen. It's the same answer you will answer me. Why didn't God strike David? He struck the product of that action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why I'm emphasizing this? I hope that is clear. Why I'm emphasizing this is for you to know that if you walk in God's permissive will, hallelujah, you will not prosper in it. You will not prosper in it. That's the emphasis here.